Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, May 5th, 2016, and this is episode 161 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. We have so much good stuff to talk about today. You know, there are just so many headlines out there this week, the past few weeks. I realize we'd be gone a couple weeks. We had sort of an unplanned sabbatical, but there are just a ton of messages out there about the growth of content marketing and its importance to your brand and to your business. And I thought it would be worthwhile to take a step back and talk about why that is. And once we've done that, talk about what you can do about it to make it work better for you. You know, we see enormous amounts of research that shows that buyers rely on content to make their purchase decision, whether it's product content, whether it's pricing content, whether it's social content such as ratings or reviews or shares or blog posts, whether it's visuals. They depend upon that content immensely. Once upon a time, there used to be this information disparity where what you knew about your products and services and what your customers could know about your products and services were widely disparate. There was limited access to information. There was limited access to details and data and facts about the products and services that your customers needed in their lives. And to be fair, that put businesses at an enormous advantage. In an information economy, people with better information are in a better position to succeed. Today, there's an enormous amount of information out there. We've entered a realm of instant gratification. I know I've said this before, but it's really important to note that there's research that shows among B2B buyers, they're anywhere between two-thirds and 90% of the way to a decision before they ever interact with one of your people, one of your salespeople. Certainly on the consumer side, we know the same kinds of numbers are true. We know the same kinds of realities are true. According to Michael Pennington, who's the EMEA sales director for Tumblr and Yahoo, 2015 was a record year for content marketing, and it attracted approximately £5.2 billion of investment from UK brands alone. So extrapolate that to the rest of the world, particularly in places with very developed internet environments, so North America, Western Europe, Asia, parts of Latin America. That's huge, right? There's just a ton of information out there. And if you're not creating the information, if you're not actually playing an active role in helping to solve your customers' problems, then they are more likely to buy from the people who actually help them answer their questions, who actually help them solve their problem. Now, to be fair, there's a lot of content out there, and it's difficult to cut through. But there are ways you can do it. There are ways you can reach the right customer appropriately. As Jason Damaris writes on Forbes, we're really entering an age of individualized content. We really want to think more about personalization and really focusing on the content that answers a specific customer's question. I know I've talked about this before. You know, we live in a world today where it's not mobile first, it's customer first. And actually, there's a great piece on Chief Marketer that talks about how you can make customer-centric content, how you can actually focus on the needs of the customer such that you're actually answering their questions effectively. Now, we've developed for a long time a process, a blueprint for content marketing success, where first you need to define your objectives. What's the purpose of the content you're actually creating? Why does it exist? Are you trying to help somebody solve a specific question? Where are they in the purchase process, etc.? Then you want to think about researching your audience. And for these, I always encourage people to think like a reporter. Who is the customer? What are they trying to do? Why are they trying to do it? What does it matter to them? Where are they physically? How are they researching you? On what kinds of devices and in what kinds of contexts? And when are they doing this? Is it first thing in the morning? Is it in the middle of their day while they're at work? Is it while they're sitting in their car picking up their kids from soccer practice? Where are they? The better a job you do of answering these questions, the better a job you will do of actually creating content that helps your customer answer their questions. From there, you want to allocate the budget and the resources to actually do this. Once you understand what you're trying to accomplish and who you're trying to accomplish it for, you need to say, okay, we're going to budget a certain amount of money to actually make this work, to answer these questions for our customers. Then you develop the content, which includes curation. You don't always have to create. Maybe you're curating content from other sources, or maybe you're repurposing content you've already have in place to actually answer those questions. So it becomes a matter of actually looking at your existing content resources and existing resources in the world to say, what's the best source of this information? And how can we best package this information such that we're helping our customers address their needs? Obviously, the next step is to promote the content. As much as we all like to believe that if you build it, they will come, that's not usually true. So it becomes a question of, again, with the questions you've answered about the customer, where are they, when are they doing this, etc., what's the most appropriate way to promote that content? Is it on LinkedIn if it's a B2B case? Is it on Facebook or Twitter for a consumer? Is it on Tumblr for millennials? Is it on Snapchat for millennials? But notice the channel really comes last. We're really focusing first on who's the customer, how do we help them solve their problems, then coming up with the right content, and then figuring out how do we distribute that. Finally, you need to measure the results. You really want to create a culture where you test and learn, right? What's a conversion in your world? What are those conversions worth to you? Where do the customers start their interactions with you? And how often do customers reach that conversion area from where they began? So measure that and see what's working for you and then create more. There's a crazy, crazy bit of research that shows many companies are spending on their e-commerce activities, but they're not optimizing. They don't know what content works really or what to do about it. And so they're wasting immense investment because they're not really measuring their success and they're not really optimizing against that. Clearly, you don't want that to be you. Now, there are plenty of examples of companies doing it really, really well. You know, you look at American Express and their Open Project, where they create content for small business owners. What's its purpose? Well, really, it's to get those small business owners to spend more. They realize as people use their card more, they make more money. They, Amex, make more money. And so their focus is on how do we help customers invest in their business such that they will spend with their card more and such that Amex makes more money. GE is doing some amazing things to try to rebrand itself as what they call a digital industrial. And what they're really trying to do, they've done these cool YouTube videos. I'll link to some in the show notes. But they do these cool YouTube videos to show the kinds of engineering challenges that GE faces every day and the kinds of sophisticated tech that they use to solve those problems. Now, why are they doing that? Not because they're trying to grow their brand awareness. I mean, realistically, who hasn't heard of GE? Instead, they're doing it to attract recent college graduates. They're trying to bring in a more sophisticated workforce and not lose engineers to people like Google or Facebook, right? Get young engineering grads to say, yeah, GE is a place I can build a really cool career. So they're really aligning their content with their business strategy, measuring what works, and then applying that to their next set of activities. And you can do the same. If it's good enough for GE, and it's good enough for Amex, and it's good enough for lots of consumer brands who are doing very well with it, it's probably good enough for you too. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. As ever, I do want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all of our past episodes, at timpeter.com/podcast. Again, timpeter.com/podcast. While you're there, you can go ahead and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. Or you can subscribe to us in Stitcher Radio or iTunes or the Google Play Store or wherever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim Peter Associates. And you can connect with me directly on Twitter using the Twitter handle at TC Peter. Finally, you can send me an email. Just send an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With your comments, concerns, complaints, questions, anything that's top of mind for you, I do love to hear from you. With that, thanks again for tuning in. I really do appreciate you joining us each week. I want to remind you that you can find us here every week on Thinks Out Loud. Until then, I hope you have a fantastic, fantastic weekend coming up, a great week ahead, and I will look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.